This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, the hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping and the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about the linemen getting the power going there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch .com. All right, and joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, there's a poll out there that came out yesterday that says that 60% of those people that participate in this poll believe the feds are making the pandemic worse in the United States than they need be.
Hey. Do you remember when the Pence pandemic team, you know, the task force, they would get on these conference calls with the governors and they said, you know, we need PPE, we need face masks, we need, you know, so, and they said, see what you can get on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't to be snotty. It was, if you have sources within your state or connections any place in the world, you know, with your, between corporations and whatnot, that, you can get some of these things fast, then go ahead. We're not going to stop you. It wasn't that the federal government was saying, hey, we can't help you. You guys go figure it out. That's not what it was about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is this. In all those calls that the task force had with the governors, the federal government, the task force, never said no to a single request.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
Okay? Now, the governors are the ones that have made the decisions on a state basis / local basis to mandate masks, to shut things down, to, you know, all these kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
to move patients from a hospital to a nursing home, you know, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the federal government. So the Trump White House, I would say with the task force, has done a pretty lousy job of really defending themselves. What they've defended themselves on is, We've tested more people than any place else in the world,
mm-hmm.
and nobody, and we, you know, we coordinated to have, you know, ventilators manufactured.
Right.
That's not what these people want to hear. What these people want to hear is, my life in my little town in whatever state is hurting, and I blame the federal government. It's not the federal government, okay? And that's what they need to be correcting.
Now, what would you say if I told you there was another poll that said that two-thirds of the people participating are interested, didn't say they wanted to, but said they're interested in getting the vaccine when it becomes available?
I would say that's about right.
Is that about normal, or do you think that's a little high?
No, I think that's about normal. In fact, I would think it actually would be a little bit higher because of the fear factor that has been... certainly started when the pandemic happened, but it has manifested itself because of the media. Now people are like, we gotta do something. And so I would think that the number would be higher, that they would all be, perfectly acceptable to having a vaccine.
So what about the newest member of the, team, the coronavirus team, the advisory team, Dr. Scott Atlas, urging governors, to prioritize the vulnerable populations and then making a comment about, well, people should just go out and just get this thing and then we'll develop our herd immunity.
Well, nobody talks about herd immunity anymore except for him. And, he may have been a little more eloquent in the way he said it, because I just heard MSNBC last night just absolutely go off on the man. Mm. So did CNN. But I'm going to tell you this, and a lot of people don't understand it. Remember the old thing, you go to a doctor and the doctor gives you a diagnosis, and you don't like the diagnosis. So what do you do? You go get a second opinion. And in some cases, you get a third opinion. All right? Well, doctors have opinions.
Yeah.
Doctors have certain skills. Doctors have, it's just like, being a lawyer. You can argue all sides of a case. The same thing with the medical field. You can treat or address all sides of a medical condition. And, for all of them to be able to have a different approach is, I think, a good thing. Even if they all read a peer review or a research paper or some kind of, item that has come out from, research, they all come away with a different take. Just like, you would if you were, prosecuting a criminal case or a civil case.
Alrighty, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, by the way, Chucky Boy Schumer and Nancy P.P.P. Losey, who got spotted in a beauty salon. We'll tell you what they're up to here. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And, you know, I've been taking Balance of Nature for, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months right now, and it's working for me, helping me out, and maybe it'll help you out, too. So if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, let me throw something out there at you. How about trying the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies? Now, those capsules, I got a deal for you here. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Now, it could be anything they have in their wellness product line there, but the fruits and veggie capsules, I'm telling you, really do you some good. So just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. If you got any questions, they can certainly give you the answers. Now, again, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Charles Chucky Boy Schumer and Nancy Pretty Girl, the Queen Pelosi. By the way, did you see where she was the other day, yesterday?
I did.
Yes.
Monday. It was actually Monday.
Isn't that really neat, the way that works out?
Well, the salon owner is the one that was so angry and alerted the media. So, I mean, this came from the media. I mean, from the salon owner. That's how, you know, offended they were.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And the people, she rents out the chairs, I guess, is what she does to the people that are in there.
Correct. And that's pretty much how they all work.
Yeah, and she was mad because she's not able to make any money, and these people apparently did. But anyway, getting back to where I was starting here, Schumer and Pelosi are calling for rental assistance ahead of the expected eviction tsunami. And I get it. I know what's coming. And the CDC yesterday had some sort of special action they took, too, I think, about the eviction stuff.
Well, it kind of flows uphill or downhill, whichever direction you want to go. But, I mean, you not only have, the person that is living there, the leasee, you also have the landlord, then you have the banks, and so it isn't just also too about a residence, it's also about their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So a business can be, evicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, both sides, want to do something about, the eviction thing. A lot of them have already put in, including our own Governor DeSantis, put in a moratorium
mm-hmm.
that you cannot evict, and then he just extended it. I don't know how I feel about this one, it's a bad deal all the way around,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's dialing mm-hmm. for dollars,
which
is the reason that the President Trump wants to get the whole country open again, because mm-hmm. this is costing us money that the taxpayer just doesn't have.
Exactly. And let's take a call here. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Correct, Captain. Yes. Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Morning.
Good morning. This all this handout and all this social welfare to was once taxpayers of this country. This is our universal basic income that the Democrats and the globalists are trying to force down this nation's throat, and put us all into slavery. The government needs to get the hell out of the way and open up everything, opening the economy back up so people can go back to work and take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Be independent on their own. This is all insanity. And look at this little triple on a frog's backside, Fauci, with his fear mongering, and the CDC and all even the United Nations. How in the heck are they able to get a word in edgewise as to what this country is supposed to do in regards to this corona BS, this China virus, and everything else that comes down the pike that this country should have its own sovereignty to mm-hmm. handle.
Okay.
The UN building down in New York City and the Saharan diplomats the hell out of the country.
All right. Thanks, Mel. Okay, and that's Mel in Saratoga Springs, Denise. Well, obviously, he's all wound up about the UN and Fauci and a few other things there, but he's got some really good points.
Well, I mean, he was, in some parts of what he said was pretty much what I was saying. We get experts, virologists, Fauci, doctors, they all have different opinions. And, when it comes to this globalist thing, all of a sudden, the nationalists, and I'm using air quotes because the press was, mm-hmm. Very critical of Trump on the whole nationalist thing, but
mm-hmm.
you know what? It all of a sudden became very popular with all kinds of world leaders.
Right.
So there's a lot of hypocrisy in that one.
Right. Now, I want to say a special shout-out to Winnie. Winnie is chiming in, and he says, "Hey, Captain, it's Winnie from Facebook and Take Aim Gun Shop, listening to the show now, Wednesday morning, 4 a.m. Listening to your show brings me the comfort in these times of insanity. Keep up the great work." And that's from Winnie, so thank you very much, Winnie. All right.
Yes, yes.
So he just chimed in. And by the way, you can do that too, folks. You can go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and there's a comment thing there where you can send a comment. It comes right to the quick to the show. Now, let's talk about C-SPAN, because C-SPAN yesterday had the world-famous professional columnist reporter Brian Stetler on from CNN, and somebody called in, a caller, and they said, well, CNN is the enemy of the truth, and Stetler really didn't handle that all too well. Did you see that?
I did not, but I did see a headline go by me on that one.
He just did not, he did not like that, and he did not take it well. And then you had CNN's April Ryan, you know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah.
She went absolutely nuts, I mean nuts, accusing President Trump of fomenting a race war. When, here's the rule of thumb, folks, and you tell me if I'm wrong, here's the rule of thumb, folks, whatever they on the other side of the aisle accuse us or President Trump of doing, they, in fact, have been doing themselves.
Correct.
All right, so I was right. any further comment?
No, it's just, you know, they have branded, you know, it's kind of like when you go to, you know, your herd of cattle and you go out there and you use a branding iron.
Yep.
To identify your livestock. Mm-hmm. That's what the Democrat Party has done to this nation. They have branded this nation.
Yep.
As systematic racism. Now think about that term for a second. Okay. And they want something to be done about it. The NFL does, you know, government does, and the local government does. Now, how do you address systematic, first of all, what is systematic racism? Let's figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, how do you legislate against it? How do you legislate somebody's behavior or somebody's attitude? You know?
Right.
So it's the thought police. I mean, you know, if somebody is racist, you'd also be a reverse racism, you know,
yeah,
going against the whites, which is what we're seeing now. They're going against the white population.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a personal choice in some cases, not all cases, but it's for the most part a personal choice. It's like not, it's like if somebody doesn't like asparagus, you know, how do you legislate that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you fix it? It's a concocted scandal.
Yep. And we'll wind up with this. There's a trend showing new national polls show the 2020 race is tightening between Trump and Biden. Joe Biden, his numbers are dropping off. He's been in a tailspin ever since the Democratic convention. He's trying desperately to get his numbers back up, but it's not working so far.
Well, be careful. They got a fairly sizable war chest here, so they're going to get creative, and they're probably going to get a little sideways with this. So just hold on.
And watch out for the mail-in ballots.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's where they're going with all that. So the music's going to be coming up on my ear. Here it comes right now. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, the website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all her stuff, and I will see you later.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. And remember, she puts out some really good articles, very well researched. And I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pledging millions to help Kenosha, Wisconsin after violent protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake. After getting a first-hand look at the damage done to the city of Kenosha, President Trump met with law enforcement.
Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings, and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
He also announced almost $50 million in support for local and state law enforcement and to help local businesses so they can rebuild what was taken away from them during the violence. The president visited the city despite objections from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot 7 times during an encounter with police. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with those two locations to serve you. We'll tell you about where the locations are here in just a minute, but check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and it's right on the other side of the bay from where I'm at. So you can find out about either campus and ask to take the tour by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, when you get there, you can also give them a phone call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you. Find out what it is they're all about. Check them out. And I'm telling you, you're gonna want to go and get trained and become an aviation maintenance tech, because job security, got it. Benefits, got it. Money, got it. The opportunity to make a lot of money, got it. It's that simple. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. Well, General Brown, the Air Force's new Chief of Staff, General Charles C.Q. Brown, who I had the privilege of meeting when he was a one-star right here in Tampa, warned that the service can't count on significant end strength growth, and they'll have to make better use of airmen it already has if it wants to win a war against a major adversary. In other words, some of you folks that are in whatever the MOS might happen to be, you might get moved out of there and moved into something totally different because of a shortage of manpower or woman power or whatever. It's quite possible. Now, the other thing is, a Russian fighter jet pursuing an Air Force B-52 violated Danish airspace a couple of days ago. The same day, a separate set of Russian fighters intercepted another B-52 in a manner U.S. officials said was unprofessional and unsafe. Not to be outdone, the Russians are still out there doing their thing. Now, the Government Accountability Office accepted a request from Army veteran Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat of Illinois, to conduct an independent review of the Army Sexual Harassment Assault Response and Prevention, or SHARP, program. That was reported by Senator Duckworth's office. And I told you about this the other day. We had five crewmen walk away from a crash of a Navy E-2C Hawkeye reconnaissance aircraft crashed Monday afternoon in Virginia. And very lucky, the crew is very lucky they got out alive, and that's all that counts. A couple of them were injured minorly, and the rest were okay. Now, overseas, four South Korean civilians died after they were involved in a crash with a U.S. armored vehicle. Now, I don't know where this happened, but training was suspended after that happened, and we don't know what kind of armored vehicle it was, whether it was a tank or an APC or what it was. And a guided missile destroyer moved through the Taiwan Strait as the U.S. increases its pressure on China over its maritime claims in the region, according to the U.S. Navy. By the way, RIMPAC ended with a bang, lots of them, as ships and aircraft sunk a retired Navy vessel. A decommissioned U.S. Navy amphibious cargo ship was sent to the bottom of the sea following a two-day live-fire drill as a finale for the Rim of the Pacific Maritime Exercise near Hawaii. And more than 1,000 Marines began a field exercise yesterday with 400 local troops in Australia's Northern Territory, according to the Marine Corps and the Australian Defense Force. Additional training is going on there right now. By the way, the new number of coronavirus cases in Japan's capital city fell to 100, the lowest count, daily count in a week. Things may be getting better there. Certainly hope so. And Guam, at just 210 square miles, is a virtual speck in the vast Pacific Ocean, but the island will soon host some 5,000 Marines, according to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who is talking about the significant importance of that little Pacific island and what it means to the scheme of things. By the way, Dr. Victoria Coleman, an artificial intelligence and microelectronics specialist, has been named the director of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. That, of course, is the Pentagon's secretive research arm. So we'll see what they do secretly and if it stays secret or not. Now, House Democrats have threatened, these are the Democrats on the House Oversight and Reform Committee, are threatening to issue subpoenas if officials from the Pentagon and State Department do not testify at a hearing next month on the administration's Afghan strategy. Well, we'll see where that goes. And the Postal Service isn't the only staid federal agency to be drawn into the political battle in 2020, because it's the Census Bureau and the Post Office right now are both being politicized in this election year as to what they could do and what it could mean to the grand scheme of things. By the way, the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors was presented with 53 candidates screened by an outside company when it comes to search for a new Postmaster General. And guess who wasn't on the list? The current Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. Now, he ultimately became the postmaster, but may not be for long. We'll see. We'll see. And, you know, the other thing is, we've got all this activity going on. Russian aircraft flying here, Russian aircraft flying there, and ships at sea, and submarines, and intercepts, and non-intercepts, and close calls, and all that. China, definitely, over in the South China Sea, is showing their muscle. Russia's trying to remain important in some way or another, which is why they're doing what they're doing in remote areas. And sooner or later, somebody's going to make a mistake. And when they do, something's going to go boom or blow up or whatnot. Now, Colonel Jim's going to be coming on in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to ask him what he thinks of all this intimidation. Because, like I say, somewhere along the line, somebody is going to go, all right, that's just a little bit too close. Put the warning out there. Somebody doesn't say anything. Next thing you know, something gets splashed or whatever. All right, Chris Markowski is coming back with me right after these messages coming up. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you something. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. They have a complete line of wellness products, and I am taking the fruits and veggie capsules, and they're working really nice for me, and I strongly recommend that you take a look at those while you're over at the website, balanceofnature.com. Now, for a limited time, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35%. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll answer any questions that you might have. So there you go, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on your order. All right. Joining us now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
History was made in Massachusetts last night. A Kennedy, for the first time ever, lost an election in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I saw that. It's interesting, and it wasn't even close, really.
11 points.
Yeah, people are going to try to, like, you know, chalk it up to a myriad of different reasons. Again, it's real tough to beat incumbents. It really is. You know, people sometimes just go to the polls, just in the name that they know, and then they'll you know, pull that lever again. So, you know, people are going to try to look into this probably a little bit deeper than they probably should. Yeah, is it a big deal that Kenny lost? But, again, Markey's been there for a very long time.
Well, the funny thing is in this race, Senator Markey was endorsed by AOC and her squad. And Joe Kennedy III, the congressman, was endorsed by Nancy Pelosi and her folks. So you had the establishment going up against the newbies, and it looks like the newbies might have generated that 11 points, you think?
Might. I mean, it's a way of looking at it. You want to call it the establishment, but again, isn't Markey part of the establishment too? He's been there for
how many years? Yeah, but
he
got behind AOC. Remember with the green energy deal?
Oh yeah, he said. You know, everybody's heard him speak. He says a myriad of just absolutely moronic things on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was very much behind. Let's spend trillions of dollars on mm-hmm. unproven this and unproven that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's Markey, all right.
Now the president yesterday went to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and I don't know if you saw the travel route that he had, but there were people lined up, thousands of people all along the route, welcoming him, waving flags, and all that sort of stuff, similar to what was done down here in our area when he was down here. But it was all good, very good, I might add, and also he promised. $42 million right off the bat to the people in Kenosha to get them started with what needed to be done. There may be more on the way. We'll see, because obviously the destruction there, it looked like Beirut when they were having all their problems.
Well, yeah, it's awful. I mean, and again, it's unfortunate that the media doesn't really show enough of just how bad it was and what happened. And this rioting and looting, nothing to do with any sort of racial justice or whatever it may be. It's something that makes these people feel good. You know, well, I want to participate. I don't have to, there's not going to be any consequences for my actions. I'm going to do whatever I want. I can wreck and break and yell and scream. And it's awful. It really is. I feel so horrible for all those people there that lost businesses, lost their livelihoods, all because of these animals.
Yeah. And they did a job, I'll tell you. I know it was an older city and older buildings and whatnot, but boy, they did a job. Now, Senator Chucky Boy Schumer and Nancy P. Lousy are calling for rental assistance ahead of the expected eviction tsunami that everybody thinks is coming.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out how this one works. We've already had, certain states have actually postponed evictions. Once again, I don't know how long you're going to be able to do that. Landlords at some point in time, especially if they have any leverage, they have to pay the bills. And if they don't have money coming in, how can they be expected to, pay those mortgages as well? The system is, a little bit fragile, I'd have to say. And, yeah, I think one of the areas that's really, really fragile, and we talked about this here on your show in the past, is commercial real estate.
Correct.
It's bad. I mean, it's going to have a cascading effect all around the country. I don't think people fully realize what's going to happen.
Well, in lieu of the fact that 70% of the people that are out there want a stimulus of some sort, the Democrat, and by the way, I don't know how Mark Meadows met this, but Mark Meadows yesterday said he's expecting the GOP COVID-19 relief bill next week. That sounds like the stimulus, doesn't it?
I don't know what's going to be in that bill, but again, you got to get past the House. And Pelosi keeps jumping up and down saying that, unless you bail out all these states and throw tons and tons of money at these states around the country, these blue states that have just done a terrible job over the years, then she's not going to sign on to it. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, she was willing to come down to $2.4 trillion from the three-something that she was at, so I don't know what it was they were cutting out of the mix, but the president said no, $1.3 trillion, and she said $2.4 trillion, and I don't know if they're going to meet in the middle or what the heck they're going to do.
Yeah, $2.4 trillion. Again, we throw these numbers around. It's just in a cavalier way. We've got to get your arms around just how much money that actually is.
Now, did you see the interview with Mike Pence on television?
Clips of that, not the whole thing.
Okay. The radical left, now this is what the vice president said, the radical left and Antifa are moving people around the country, and we know that. And our FBI knows that, and our Department of Justice knows that. And of the people that have been arrested, the several hundred people that have been arrested in the various riots around the country, they come from 40 different states. That's 40, 40 different states.
Yeah, anybody think that Soros might be behind something like this?
I know. I know he is.
Yeah. This is well organized. I'm glad the Department of Justice is going to be looking into their financing, finding out where the money's coming from, how to pay for all this stuff.
You bet.
I think it's wise. I think that, it's akin to a terrorist organization. It really is. And they're going to continue to go on until somebody actually tries to, go after them and put them away and say this can't stand here in this country.
Now, it looks like as if we're going to have some interesting things going on in the Middle East because the United Arab Emirates and Israel was extended a very warm welcome to the United Arab Emirates, their delegation, reflecting the changes in the region. There's a couple of more Arab states. Looks like that they might get involved in doing the same thing that UAE did, and that's going to mean more trade back and forth between the countries, and that's a good thing, too, for both of their economies. So what do you think about all this?
I think that the writing's on the wall right now for that region, and God willing, I don't hope there's any setbacks. I really don't. To have all of these Arab nations all of a sudden starting to recognize Israel, it's great. It's going to also be a major pushback against Iran. And you have this. I mean, you've been hoping for some sort of peaceful solution there in the region. This again, okay, this is coming from outside. This is allowing for full diplomatic relations, flights to and from the countries without having to direct flights, without having to stop somebody else. I hope that the Palestinians finally see that they've got to come to the they got to come to the table, and they've got to be reasonable. And they have the option. They have the option of having their own territory, their own land. Take it, for crying out loud. Take it and end this nonsense.
And what do you think about Joe Biden running ads blaming President Trump for the riots?
What do I think? Expected. I mean, Joe Biden's going to start running ads blaming Donald Trump if, rainstorm ruins your picnic. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's politics. I don't like it. I mean, again, it shows to me it's like a feeble mind would actually say something like that. But it's Joe Biden, I guess. That's who he is.
By the way, J.P. Morgan is predicting a Trump win, and we're going to have to go because here comes the music. But we'll talk more about all of that tomorrow on the program. So you have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. His website. Go over there, check him out, and see all the different things that he's up to. And I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Warshak. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your direction.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.